News Talk ZB, it is now 24 to 6. We're going to have the huddle shortly. Trish Sherson, Jack Tame tonight. One of the issues we will be talking about is the property valuations announced by Auckland Council today. And I'm going to be talking to the Chief Executive of the Auckland Chamber of Commerce, Michael Barnett, about this in just a ticky as well. But first, as the wool price remains at a record low, a company is finding a way to make it relevant again. After 8 years of toil, Nick Davenport is breeding the perfect sheep. With its wool having leading filtration properties. And with that, Nick and his company, Lanaco, will be able to produce the world's most breathable air filter. Nick Davenport is the CEO, and Nick is with me. Hi, Nick.
Oh, good evening, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. Can you tell us about this? Where did this idea come from, and how does it work?
The idea has been a long time in gestation. I've been manufacturing products out of plastics for nearly 30 years, and about 7 or 8 years ago, I came across the idea of saying, we've got a fantastic resource of wool in New Zealand. What is it? I'm not a sheep farmer, and I found it had amazing functionality. And that means that it does a lot of stuff outside making clothes and carpets. And being an engineer by background, I decided to drill into it and use a lot of science that we had locally and abroad, and have developed an air filter which removes particles of pollution from the air.
Right, and so you're breeding the perfect sheep to produce this, are you?
Yeah, well, what we realised, if we were going to take a wool, a natural product, into a global market which was dominated by synthetic materials, we had to have a product which was pretty good. And one of its weaknesses was being natural. It's got a lot of variability. So we decided at the beginning we had to control the whole supply chain to control the quality and give that level of assurance to our customers that what they were going to get was going to be consistent.
And you're making these air filtration pieces as fashionable items, are you?
What we're doing is enabling people to create the most innovative and most efficient products on the market. And we're very lucky that we've been able to partner with companies who have totally got this story and are designing fashionable products with function.
Right. So it's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, where is the market for this? I immediately think of China and Japan, you know, people that use these masks.
You wouldn't be wrong there. There's absolutely millions and millions of people around the world that don't have a choice about what to breathe, just like the rest of us, but what they breathe is terribly polluted air. And many Asian countries, as well as European, South American, and even North American communities, have the same problem. It is most predominant in China, and people are most aware of it, and that is one of the markets we're targeting.
Interesting. And well done. Congratulations. A fascinating story. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. That is Nick Davenport, Lanaco CEO.
Williams.
It is now 21 to 6. We have